South Africa's listed property sector delivered a negative 25.2% performance for the 12 months to the end of December 2018, taking the three-year return to a mere negative 1.1%. This is compared to a three-year return at the end of December 2017 that was at 11.7%. Eugene Versace, portfolio specialist at Morningstar Investment Management, joins us on the line now with his take on how investors should be navigating this space. Thanks so much, Eugene, for joining us on the line this evening. So after the blow that was dealt to South Africa's property sector last year, it doesn't look like the trough's been hit. Companies have been giving their weakest dividend forecasts in more than a decade. What are your forecasts looking like right now?
Hi, Alicia. Yes, I think the property sector has always been a darling for South African investors. And up until the end of 2017, there's been very strong growth coming from the sector. But because of the strong growth, there's been a lot of additional supply that's come online. And we know that the South African consumer, the South African economy, has shown very lackluster growth over the last 2 to 3 years. And unfortunately, you're seeing this additional supply coming online, but there's just not enough demand to take it up. So the prehistoric type of strong dividend growth that we saw from the property sector, I doubt that we'll see that for the foreseeable future.
Looking at the factors that are coming to bear, they're very much economic concerns. And, you know, with so much still up in the air about where things are headed, Eugene, do you see current valuations warranted in the current scenario where you've emphasized yet again, that there's oversupply given the demand that's being catered to?
The current valuations, I think, is, there might be a bit more downside, and we actually saw that during March and during February of this year too, where most of these companies are coming out with disappointing results, and they're just not capable of keeping up with the strong growth that they reported up historically. So unfortunately, property sector and the listed property sector is a lagged indicator of growth. That you're seeing all this additional supply. I think Sandton is a great example of all the office space that's coming up. And you need to see growth in South Africa coming through before you start seeing the dividends or the growth, the valuations of these companies start picking up again.
Eugene, economic growth is one thing, but within that broader operating environment, how much of an impact is uncertainty around land reform and policy having in the market?
I definitely think it did play a role beginning of last year, especially from international investors. I think South African investors understand that this is a political game and it'll play out over time. But you could just imagine if you're a foreign investor into the South African listed property space and you see that they're talking about taking land back, the first thing that you're going to do is withdraw the money from that specific sector. So it definitely played a role. But I do think more the accusations around certain property counters last year combined with this headwinds of lackluster growth has resulted in the big drawdown.
I was just going to ask you whether that understanding is across the board and just how much of a distinction needs to be made between a foreign investor sentiment and their appetite for the sector and local investor interest right now. Are there some investment opportunities that you've identified nevertheless within this environment, Eugene, especially for savvy investors, that are willing to, I guess, take on some of the risk now for a potential payout later down the line?
That's actually a very good question. I think historically people have painted the listed property spaces in the homogenous sector and seen it as this is a growth play on the South African economy. But the sector has actually grown quite a bit. We've seen a lot of foreign counters come and list on the South African listed property space. Interesting enough, and some of these counters have no operations in South Africa. There's several of these entities into Capital & Counties, Hammerson. These are all UK-operated businesses. They just have secondary listings in the South African market. So I think investors need to understand that there's a distinct difference between these foreign players that come list here. They will have a lower dividend yield than the South African players because they are operating in developed markets. But there are definitely pockets within the South African space that's more focused on the emerging market play, and their management plays a critical, critical role. Are they capable to make capital work well? Are they capable of cutting back on costs? So there's definitely opportunities, but just be aware of the distinct differences between the counters that's listed on the South African market.
Absolutely. One of the players that is under pressure and operating within that foreign space we've heard this week, Into Properties. Eugene, let's leave it on that note for now. Eugene Versace is with Morningstar Investment Management.